This is Jeff around town, and I'm in Ashland, Nebraska at this wonderful French bakery, Faraday, and I'm speaking with Melanie Dawkins, who was a TV and TV news, a realtor, and now lives at least part-time in France, I think. We'll explore that right now. Melanie, thanks for being on Jeff Roundtown.
Yeah, thanks for asking me.
Yeah, so could you just kind of take us through a little bit on your journey? I'm on Jeff Roundtown. I love to talk to those who have a creative spirit and try new things and allow themselves to be vulnerable and to overcome obstacles. So can you just kind of share a little bit about your journey?
Yeah, absolutely. So I spent a career in television news. I did the typical thing, you know, graduate high school, go to college, got a job. And that job happened to be television news. So I was, my first job was in northern Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
Very cold, morning anchor, you know, walking by the station when the bakery guys were in there working and doing the whole thing.
Getting up at
3 o'clock in the morning, 2:30, whatever it was. And I had that career that led me, you know, in various ways to Lincoln, Nebraska eventually. And continued that job, you know, bopping around here and there. Eventually got married, had a couple of babies, but continued on in television. And it became more and more difficult as I had younger kids at that time. I was going into work.
That's tough.
With 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Night after. I had one particular child who just didn't enjoy sleeping. And if she didn't want to sleep, I didn't sleep. Uh-huh. My husband's also in television news, and he was working until midnight. So eventually I said, this isn't the life I want to live.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not in the right mindset. I'm not being a good wife, mom, human.
Right.
So I said, something's got to change.
Yeah.
So I contract renewal came up. I slid it back across the table.
Yeah.
And I said, no, thanks. I'm going to do something else.
Yeah.
And their jaw hit the floor. She started crying. Is it me? And I said, no.
Right.
It's me. I'm done. I need to do, this is not my life. So I started in real estate.
Yeah.
And it's a career I love. And it's something I still do. And I kind of equate it to journalism is in that I feel like I'm witness to significant events in people's lives. I feel very fortunate to be able to, you know, people buy and sell real estate because of change in their life.
Yeah.
Losing a family member, adding a family member, various job relocations. Mm-hmm. It's a significant event. And so I'm there to witness and guide them. So I kind of put those two together.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I still do that. And it's been 9 years. But as I started to think about, okay, the future and what's next, I started taking my family to France. Our first trip was planned during what ended up being COVID.
Oh, and I should say that we met through French-speaking events.
Yes.
So that's how we got to know each other.
Yep. So I had studied it in college and all of that, and I wanted to brush up because we were taking all these trips to France, and something that you learned 25-some years ago kind of gets buried. And I'm still not all there, but I'm getting better.
Yeah.
So we started taking all these trips to France, and we thought, the world's a little crazy. I'm a big believer in we get one shot at this. Mm-hmm. One go at life. I don't want to have regrets. Hey, let's plan for our future and buy this place in France
for our family. Too many people, you know, they have those regrets and they always say, oh, why didn't I do this thing? And I love that you jumped in, and that's very inspirational that you jumped in to do this, to pursue this dream. Had this always been a dream that you'd had one day to live in France?
I think so. Honestly, long before COVID ever happened, it's what I wanted to do. Because it all started connecting with real estate is I would just look online.
Yeah.
And you could buy these long before Brexit and all of that created the mass move to France.
Yeah.
You could buy a chateau in France for $300,000.
So, Melanie, we haven't even gotten to France yet. So I'll tell you what, we're going to do a two-parter. So we'll have you back for this next episode of Jeff Around Town, and then we're going to hear all about your time in France.